This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
After 44 years, the organization Downtown Slow is canceling the city's annual holiday parade due to COVID-19 concerns. But the group has some other ideas on keeping the holiday spirit alive. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
The San Luis Obispo annual holiday parade usually attracts up to 10,000 people to downtown. But this year, a crowd that size would be too risky during a pandemic.
This would have been the 45th anniversary of our holiday parade. So it's really a sad day that we're not able to do this. But we also just couldn't figure out a way to do it safely.
Downtown Slow CEO Bettina Swigger says although the parade isn't happening, the holiday spirit will be alive and well.
We are instead going to put our energy toward really activating the downtown, and so really focusing on promoting the local business and less on the events that our organization is probably known for.
Swigger says while they'll still have a 21-foot holiday tree on display at Mission Plaza, they aren't sure if they'll be able to bring in the classic carousel ride. But the Red Santa House, along with his elves, will be there. But how pictures with Santa will work, the organization is still figuring out.
So how does Santa say ho, ho, ho and not pass on a virus?
A big focus will be on lighting up downtown with a decorative window display competition and making the parklets feel like you're in a winter wonderland. But the pandemic has forced some businesses to move out downtown, leaving vacant and empty buildings.
We're also looking to partner with some of the property owners and make sure that any spaces that are vacant the holiday season will be activated and lively and bright.
Some businesses like Michael's Optical are already getting festive, with a display of pumpkins and leaves celebrating the first day of fall. Manager Steve Nutt says the store's holiday display has won the annual competition in the past.
It's been a couple years because we have a lot of talented people that are involved with downtown and their businesses, but it is a lot of fun to see what everybody comes up with.
Swigger says now more than ever, it's important to shop local and that families will still be able to get into the holiday spirit with a stroll through downtown. Reporting in San Luis Obispo, I'm Angel Russell.